Well, the reputation of the famous Queensland tourist attraction Dreamworld is in tatters after a coroner found it was responsible for systemic failures that led to the deaths of four people. They were killed on the park's most popular ride in 2016, which the coroner, James McDougall, said had not had a proper risk assessment in its 30 years of operation. Dreamworld's parent company, Ardent Leisure, has been referred to the Queensland Office of Industrial Relations for potential prosecution. Annie Guest reports.
It was the news the victims' families suspected. The deaths of their loved ones on Dreamworld's Thunder River Rapids ride was avoidable. The coroner, James McDougall, said safety was rudimentary at best.
There was ample evidence of the potential for a disaster of this nature occurring.
That included design changes to the ride amounting to modifications, which were not authorised by regulators. There'd been shoddy record-keeping, inadequate training of ride operators, and an overly complicated system of checks. Coroner James McDougall said Dreamworld's most popular ride was 30 years old and had escaped proper scrutiny by everyone, including Queensland workplace officials.
It does not appear that anyone, external or internal to Dreamworld, were ever formally charged with conducting a holistic engineering risk and hazard assessment of the ride.
He said there'd been inadequately qualified staff managing safety and that one key manager carried too much responsibility. There'd been four previous incidents of rafts overturning, and after the first such incidents in 2001, the then safety manager emailed his superiors, "I shudder when I think if there had been guests on the raft." 15 years later, a water pump failed, water levels dropped, rafts collided, and Ruzi Aragi, Luke Dorsett, Kate Goodchild and Cindy Lowe were killed. Two children escaped the disaster and watched their mothers die. The father of one of them, Matthew Lowe, addressed the court, saying their hearts ached daily for the loss of Cindy Lowe.
"The thoughts that Cindy will not experience all that life had in store for her is more upsetting to us than thinking that we will never get to see her again. I would like to include a statement by our 9-year-old daughter, Isla. Mum was a wonderful person with a very big heart. She looked out for other people and would do anything for Karen and I. I also miss her hugs and her cakes that she used to make for us all the time."
The families addressed the court prior to the coroner's 300-page report being handed down. Kim Dorsett is the mother of siblings Kate and Luke Goodchild.
"Luke had a compassionate and loving nature. To me, he was just my son, and I miss him every day. My Katie was the baby of the three and was also the love of many people's wives. She was the best mummy to her two girls."
Her son's partner was Ruzi Aragi.
"Ruzi was also a loving, compassionate soul who loved his mum Gay and his dad Beruz with all his heart and then some."
The coroner's recommendations include tougher safety standards for all amusement rides across Queensland and that Dreamworld's parent company, Ardent Leisure, be investigated for potential prosecution. Its chairman, Gary Weiss, committed to implementing the recommendations.
"We are also profoundly sorry to all those who have been so deeply impacted by this tragedy, the families and friends of those who passed away, other patrons, first responders, workplace inspectors, Dreamworld staff."
Mr. Weiss revealed Dreamworld has settled several compensation claims. The Queensland government has previously indicated it intends to implement all the recommendations.
Annie Guest with that report.